Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can I find you at?
You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
And I'm positive that even though the Astros lost this game, the Astros still won the series. That's what you have to look at this time of year. I know Dusty Baker says that from the beginning of the year, he's always looking at the standing. Well, at this time of year, you've got to win series. That's what you got to look at. And that's what I'm sure our friend Sully would say on the Locked On MLB podcast. And he has a he's on YouTube now, so you can go subscribe to him on YouTube as well. He's doing all his shows via video, but he's the encyclopedia of baseball. He knows all these facts that you will never think that you needed to know. So go listen to Sully at the Locked On MLB podcast on Odyssey, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, just like you listen to Locked On Astros podcast. So go and do that. And guys, keep on subscribing, keep on liking our shows on YouTube. And we are going to do a slight of programming change. We'll go ahead and talk about this a little bit later. But guys, please subscribe to us on YouTube, and let's keep the good times rolling, just like the Astros are. And I'm starting a new fan club. It's the Jake Myers Club, and I have all these people tweeting me, "Hey, Eric, did you see that your boy's on the taxi squad?" Yes, I did see that Rebel Garcia is on the taxi squad. He's not my boy, okay?
Now, hold up. So you jumped ship, okay, on Rebel. You jumped on the Jake Myers fan club, which is kind of a popular thing to do. Do I get any dibs on that since I actually interviewed the guy and told y'all he's going to be a stud?
Sure, you can be the president.
What a performance by that kid. And that's what we're going to talk about today. It was a lackluster performance, as Mr. Harden says from across the ocean. It was a lackluster performance. It just, Detmers came out and he did a great job. He's a rookie pitcher, made his third career start, and he held him down for the most part, and they just couldn't get anything going.
I'm not going to make fun of anybody. If he has a 10 ERA or whatever it was, I'm not going to make fun of anybody anymore, because it came back and bit me in the butt. I think this was the guy that had a 10 ERA before the game.
Well, he's a rookie, though. I mean, he was a first-round draft pick in the 2020 draft, I believe. So he's from Louisville. He played in college. He's got a high upside. And, heck, Nolan Ryan had a 26 ERA and got sent down his first year in the majors before he came up and did his thing. So he's a young pitcher. He's going to do that.
Yeah, Detmers limited the Astros to only three hits. It allowed one earned run, two walks, six strikeouts. That one run was on a home run. So that was Michael Brantley hit that home run. So it's good to see him kind of getting back into the flow of things. But unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. The bats were just not there today. By the way, it was good to see Yuli Gurriel back in the lineup. We'll talk about this in a second. But unfortunately, Kyle Tucker is not in the lineup, and we don't know when Kyle Tucker is going to be back. So the A's lost today, and I think the Rangers beat him, twice in a row?
The bottom line is baseball is baseball. It's going to happen. Lance McCullers, you would have liked to see him have fewer pitches in his outing. I think this umpire's expanded zone had a negative impact on both pitchers at different points of the game. You can kind of say that, yes, in the ninth inning, it affected the outcome. But the bottom line is there were some key at-bats where the Astros just simply didn't do enough. Right. Carlos Correa hitting into the double play. Just there were some underwhelming at-bats in this game, and you're going to have that. This is a team that is – they're human. They're still one of the best teams. They still have 70 wins. They're, a game and a half or two behind Tampa for the best record. If they can garner that home field advantage, I think that will be huge. And going into KC, Eric, this is a very underwhelming team, and I know we've done historically bad this year against bad teams, but they are 3-7. They've lost four in a row, and I don't see the Astros doing anything other than going into KC and getting a series win.
Yeah, I know McCullers actually tried to stay in the game, but Dusty Baker had enough. He was at 108 pitches. And I know I do want to kind of briefly talk about that big time where bases loaded and Shohei Ohtani was up. And Lance McCullers was able to go ahead and get a big strikeout with a curveball. So that was actually pretty good in that situation. I was hoping that that would kind of be the difference in game. And I was thinking ahead to what I was going to do as thumbnail. And that was could be kind of my thumbnail. Then when it kind of went south, I'm like, no, let's go and make it the Jake Myers fan club. Cause I just figured that would be a good way to go. But Zach Greinke, we're just saying that he doesn't have his stuff, but he looked really good on Friday. And he just looked like the Zach Greinke that we're supposed to do. And congratulations, he got his 219th career win. So that was pretty good. He's tied for Pedro Martinez and Kenny Rogers for 80th all time. And so when Greinke was told that, he perked up when he heard Martinez's name. He said, him, Greg Maddux, Clemens, those guys were the best. There are a couple of more, Randy Johnson, off the top of my head. Those guys were the best when I was in middle school, high school, and probably a little before that. So it's kind of funny to hear him talk about the people he's going to be catching up to. So
yeah, you know, here's the thing. I haven't understood at all people saying Zach Greinke doesn't have his stuff, Eric. He's been excellent this year. He only has 3 losses on the season. He's been very consistent. The reason people say that, it's an eye thing. It's what they see. When you see someone who throws slow, you think they don't have dominant stuff. But when his stuff has been on, it's been dominant. And so this whole, he's not a flamethrower. Like, I'm just telling Astros fans, if you're one of the people that like, Zach Greinke's not that good anymore. No, he's still very good. And you've got to get it out of your head that because he's not throwing 98 and he's not throwing gas every pitch, that he's not a good pitcher. He's a damn good pitcher. And he has garnered the respect of all his peers by continuing to do what he's done all year and been excellent. I don't know where this came from. Oh, well, I don't know if I would have him as a starter in the playoffs. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, he's Zach Greinke.
He's a veteran, and you want him in the playoffs. And I wonder what Stat Hero would say for him to be one of your top pitchers in your fantasy lineup.
Okay, so here's the deal. Do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts you, the player, in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups, dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You are in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it is meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Sign up for free. And right now, you can get 3 times back on your first play. That's right. 3 times back on your first play. We're giving you 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. stathero.com/lockedon.
But in that game, he sat down 21 of 23 batters he faced. He struck out 7 batters, didn't walk anybody. He did give up hits to former Astros. It was Max Stassi and Super Jack Mayfield. So the Astros could really use Jack Mayfield at this instead of what's my guy's name? Oh, that's right, Robel Garcia.
But they're not using him. They're using Diaz.
I know, but they could have used Jack Mayfield this year for sure. But Greinke said all my pitches look good. My location was pretty good. They hit some balls well, and had some guys playing in those spots and made it look nice. Less stress that way. And then Baker said that he barely broke a sweat. He had command of all his pitchers early in game. He stuck to a game plan, and he was outstanding. I think I thought he had enough after 7, so that's why he took him out. So it's just good to see Dusty Baker kind of having faith in him and leaving him in the situation. So Lance today, he just didn't like, I think I saw a comment about he has command issues. I know he did walk one batter, but it just looked like he wasted a few pitches.
He had that one walk. I just think some of the pitches that were called balls were actually strikes. I mean, he did have 8 strikeouts. And so when you look at his pitch breakdown, of his 108 pitches, 74 were strikes. That's a pretty good percentage to ball ratio. So he wasn't struggling with command. He was struggling because Upton was literally on base. They scored that second run because Upton should have been out on strikes. And just like the ninth inning, you jump to that at bat with Altuve, that second called strike. There's no way that ball was a strike. And the reason why I believe Altuve swung on that last ball outside the zone, because he knew he was going to call it. Altuve's not seeing the ball well. Correa's at bats are not worth a darn. And those are two guys that you've got to have them. And going into Kansas City, I mean, this is a low team. They're in last place in their division. You've got to take advantage of that. There's no reason why we should have lost those games to Minnesota. And I know Minnesota recently beat like the White Sox, the Astros, the Rays, and all that stuff. But there's no excuse for this team to lose a series. Now, a game, 1 out of 3, I don't have a problem with that. We won the series. That's the thing. But I like what we're getting from our young guys. I like what we're getting from Chas McCormick. I love what we're getting from Jake Myers. I mean, this kid came ready to play. And I asked him about that when I interviewed him about the home runs, because his home runs have jumped up this year. And I said, how do you keep focused? This is before he was called up. How do you keep focused on making your goals of being in the big leagues and focusing on your at-bats? He goes, because I know what I'm doing right now is the most important thing. I don't get ahead of myself. And the ball's just been flying off the bat a little bit better. And so I'm confident in that. And he's been working, and it shows in those at-bats. Eric, he had what, 11 or 12 pitch at-bat where he struck out, but it was a veteran at-bat. That's not what rookies typically do. Rookies typically swing out of their shoes. They go after pitches they shouldn't go after. He's seeing the ball really well, and the confidence he gained with those two home runs, you know, there are like 7 other Astros that have hit. I believe Lance Berkman was the most recent before him that got 2 home runs in their first 2 major league, their first 2 major league home runs in the same game. Lance Berkman was one of them. Luis Gonzalez was one of them as well.
Yes. So Myers is the second player in Astros history to have a multi-homer game in his first 7 games. Orlando Miller was the first one in 1994. He's also the third player in club history to drive in at least 5 runs in a game within his first 7 contests. Do you know the other person?
Did I just say his name? Was it Lance Berkman?
No, within his first 7 games. Berkman didn't do it with his first 7 to 8 games.
I have no idea.
Yes, he do. He had 8 RBIs in a game. J.R. Tolles.
Oh, Tolles. Oh, Crosby boy. My boy from Crosby. My bad.
Yeah. So Dusty Baker said that he's a very stable young man. He's not overwhelmed by this. In spring training, it looked like he may have been trying too hard. We just have to make sure he stays within himself and get a good pitch hit. Take a whack at it and don't miss it. This is what Dusty Baker had to say about a little bit more, and I'll go and put the little clip.
Thoughts by Dusty.
I've been following him in AAA from the first day I saw him. I liked his approach, and it's just a matter of time before he was going to figure it out. He had a great night. He got us on the board with his first solo home run, and then he got us on board with that grand slam. He's a fine young man. He listens and he learns quickly. His future is bright, and we'll take anything he can give us. Why? Because Kyle Tucker, for a second time this year, is on the health and safety protocol.
But so, from what I understand, I don't know that Dusty was too keen on him starting. I mean, he hadn't shown any evidence of wanting to start him before. So it was kind of like he started him because he had to. And I'm just saying, of course he's going to sing his praises after he hits 2 home runs. You can't say anything bad about the guy. You know, I just think at the end of the day, there are just some weird things, just organizationally, that just seem to be, it's like there's a lot of ambiguity. There's a lot of mystery. You hear stuff behind the scenes. You just wonder how together the front office and Dusty Baker are on various things. I just think it's the reason why I'm pretty much reserved to the fact that Dusty's one and done this year, whether they win the World Series or not. I think Joe Espada is the guy that you slot in there because he's been around for so long. But Jake Meyers is going to win. Dusty, as a fan, doing that. And, I mean, doing what he did today. I mean, he didn't hit a home run, but he got a hit. He had some very good at-bats, and he's filling in quite nicely for Kyle Tucker.
As my principal would say, you got to make your students become a fan of you. And so Jake Meyers is making Dusty Baker become a fan of him. So
maybe Dusty Baker needs a Built Bar, Eric. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the world. It's wrapped in 100% chocolate. And they got all these delicious flavors. If you're not a fan of Built Bar, then you have got to become a fan of Built Bar because they H-Town Wheelhouse here. I'm telling you right now, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate, double chocolate, mint brownie, phenomenal flavors. And they're healthy for you too. 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calories ranges from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. They have the new grasshopper cookie. It's their take on the thin mint cookies, and it's phenomenal. It is consumed and loved by Division I athletes, by the USA track and field team, by the Locked On Astros, by all the Locked On hosts. We all consume Built Bars. Go to built.com and use a promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your first order. That's right. Promo code is LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
Alrighty, so Kyle Tucker had that big grand slam on Friday's game to kind of back Zach Greinke. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we had the bombshell that I did the short on Saturday, and that he's going on health and safety protocol. And this is the second time he's done it this year. I don't know if it was I don't think it was COVID earlier or something else earlier. And Dusty, and of course the Astros can't come out and say what's really going on. But what we do know is that Dusty Baker came out and said it won't be any time in the next week when he was asked, when is Kyle Tucker returning?
I mean, it's typically 14 days anyways, right? I mean, isn't that a standard?
It's down to 10.
Oh, it's down to 10. Okay, yes. Okay.
So I believe it's down to 10 days now. And so this is his second stint to the COVID or the health and safety protocol. Tucker is having a great season, hitting 272, 22, 70 RBI, 22 homers, 71 RBI. So you can see why the Astros held on to him all those years. And so Dusty Baker said that everybody wanted Jake Meyers in the lineup and everybody wanted to see what he can do. You hate to have to get in lineup this way, but hopefully he'll come through in Tucker's absence. This was before the game on Saturday. Look what happened.
So, hey, Eric, I captured some stats that Blummer and the broadcast were talking about. In 2017, Jake Meyers was hitting 207 in short A ball with a 304 slugging percentage. 2018, 278 with a 423 in a full and advanced A. Then A to double A, he went down to 249. Slugging percentage 395, but then he goes to AAA this year. He was batting 343 with a slugging percentage of 598. So he has consistently gotten better, and he's doing a very fine job at this level right now. I have a question. Do you think when they have September call-ups, I know they're probably going to keep Garrett Stubbs up there because they're going to carry three catchers. Do you think Jake Meyers has a chance to be in any of these playoff rosters at the end, or there are already too many people once everybody's healthy? Like, is he a guy that you slot in at the end if he catches fire and does amazing things, or is he too inexperienced to even consider that?
Chaz McCormick made the playoff roster last year, and
that's true.
So I know that when he came up, James Click was raving about his athleticism. So I don't see why he would not. I think it would be a matter of roster space. Do you want to carry the extra pitcher? It would depend on matchups.
True.
There's a lot to kind of go into that question. And I think he has a lot to say with that because of how he plays the rest of the year. But something I saw this from Brian McTaggart, and he said the Astros have had the Astros players have spent 1,307 days on the IL this year. So
wow.
That is the seven teams have more, led by the Padres with 1,912. So the Astros are not the hurtest, if that's a word, but they're not the hurtest.
I like it. I love that word, the hurtest. We're not the hurtest team out there.
Yeah. So,
but, but you know, it makes me think when we're talking about home field advantage, when we're talking about who's going to be in the final spots for the playoffs, will the Yankees squeeze in? Will the Red Sox fall off? You need to be aware of something. Sportsbooks are out there, and everybody will go to their sportsbook. But let me tell you about ours. BetOnline.ag is a fast and easiest way to get all your sports action. The baseball season we know is in full swing, so that's all we talk about. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info in all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline for your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news. Sign up. Bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as it is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs for the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use a promo code Locked On. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
I wonder if there's some prop bets going on about when Alex Bregman will be returning to the Astros lineup. Because
I saw him running. He didn't look great.
I know there's a lot of experts out there on Twitter about his quad, and there's a lot of experts out there on his how good his salsa taste and not, but he's making the tour and going to HEBs and making appearances. So
he's promoting that salsa, man. It's all about the Benjamins, right? No, but like, I mean, hey, I'm not a quad expert. He was running. He didn't look like he's very stiff. It looked like he had ankle weights on when he was running, whether he did or not. I think he's frustrated because I think he probably doesn't even know when his return will be. And it stinks because will he be back? That's a question.
All right. So James Click said that there is no certain time frame for Bregman's next minor league game. So do not expect him in the game for the Sugarland Skeeters tomorrow. Tonight's game was the game on Sunday was rained out. He has not played in any game on August 7th. So when he was pulled. And so this is what James Click had to say. We've determined that the best course of action was to do a lot of work that didn't involve playing in games. Right now, we're making sure he's good to go at full speeds with his legs fully underneath him. Once we feel like that's been accomplished, we will move on to hitting. So it sounds like the other day he said that he's had his best workout so far. And it seems like he posts a video and says, yeah, I'm doing fine. Everything's great. Everything's peachy. But it sounds like Click said there's some other issues, too, especially Bregman. I mean, Click says, especially with the major muscle groups, unfortunately, a lot of it is let's test today, test tomorrow, test the next day and see how everything responds. And we don't test. We don't see a time frame until we see how the body responds to the test over the next couple of days. So you have Bregman saying, I want to go. Let's play. And then you have the Astros saying, no, let's play it easy.
They're not disclosing everything. I'll tell you right now. They're not telling us everything. There's no way.
Yes, I know. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But since somebody mentioned it earlier, the Astros do have three players on, since the Astros are on a road trip, they do have three players on the taxi squad, Robel Garcia and Brian Abreu and Brandon Bielak, just in case there's any type of injuries or anything. And a lot of people are saying, well, how come if Kyle Tucker does have this issue, then how come no more players aren't having the same issue? Just because it's health and safety, it doesn't necessarily mean what we think it means. So
it's a league requirement, basically.
Yeah. So like if he has sniffles, then they have to put him on there until he whatever. I'm not going to go into that. But yeah. So basically, let's kind of take a look at, we're not going to have time to really look at all the games, but the Royals are coming. I guess we're going to play in Kansas City. I'm sure my friend Scott's going to be over there. But we have our favorite pitcher now, Jake Odorizzi, on the mound. And he's coming off that great start versus, and then he's going to play against Carlos Hernandez. Carlos Hernandez for the Royals has a 3-1 record with a 4.11 ERA, 51 strikeouts. And then our favorite pitcher, Jake Odorizzi, is 5-6 with a 4.59 ERA with 60 strikeouts. So, what do you think about this game? I think the Astros are going to win 20-2.
I don't know about that, but I don't see any way the Astros leave this series without a win. I think they win 3 of 4 easily. I think maybe they drop one just because it's just hard to sweep. It's hard for them to sweep at all this year. So I take 3 out of 4 for sure, and we'll go from there.
All right, game two, it's going to be Framer Valdez versus Daniel Lynch. So Framer is always a good pitcher to watch. We're not going to be able to kind of break down each one, but I'm curious to see the pitching matchups and see if we know any of these pitchers. Zach Greinke, who is now 11-3 versus Brady Singer. Brady Singer is one of the Royals' former top prospects. So this is a guy that you can kind of look at. And then in game four, let me get there. It's
game four. It's Mike Minor versus Luis Garcia.
Ooh. This is a guy that I always thought would be pitching with the Houston Astros, is Mike Minor. I always thought the Astros would trade for him, but it never happened. So what do you think? You thinking sweep? You thinking 3 out of 4?
Yeah, 3 out of 4, easily.
Okay. All right. Series win. 3 out of 4. Yeah.
I'm happy with it.
We're going to do this. So somebody asked earlier, with us being teachers, how are we going to do the shows? Are we still going to do a show every day? Yeah, we're still going to do them. We may be doing shorter shows, but we will be still doing shows every day. So
we'll be doing live reactions to games. They will not be a full 30-minute show. We will record our podcast after we do a live show. And once a week, we will premiere a show, and when we tweet that out, we will explain to y'all what that means and how you get involved with that, because we'll be interacting with y'all when we premiere the episodes.
No, once a week we'll be doing a live show like this, but right, then we're going to premiere the other shows.
Right.
And we will still interact with you on YouTube. That's why y'all need to go ahead and subscribe through YouTube. But anyway, that's all we got for tonight. I'm excited. Even though the Astros lost this game, it's still you're looking at winning series. So I'm not too worried about it. And betting on the Astros doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping experts Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Locked On Astros podcast. Go Stros, and let's get 3 out of 4 or sweep the Royals.